Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Time is here. We are. I want to be able to talk about, before we get to the end of this first hour, our wisdom moment. You know, it is the 30th of the month, so we look at Proverbs 31. We want to be able to get God's wisdom above all things. And wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. So it's not just knowing something. It's knowing what to do with what you know. And it's better to have know two things and have wisdom on how to use those two things than to know 100 things and have no wisdom how to use any of them.
No, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It reminds me of a message that Jack Hollis has, the pastor and friend of mine over in Mariana. I can't remember the name of the message, but he talks about, you know, taking an ox goad, a stick, and how, remember the young man that fought off thousands of people with an ox goad? I think it was called Hero. It was called Hero. Heroes aren't born, they just happen. You know, something happens at that moment, and nobody delivers it like Jack. I love to hear him speak and teach. And, but he used an ox goad, a simple stick, like David used a slingshot in the five rocks. And it's what's, you know, it's wisdom. I mean, it's not the best everything. It's like, do you have any wisdom how to use what you have? Right. And the way you have to be a successful businessman and businesswoman, by the way, is to look what you got and see what you can do what you got.
That's right.
But anyway, getting back to the moment of wisdom here in Proverbs 30. We're going to read from Proverbs 30, verse 5 through 6. And it reads, every word of God is flawless. Think about it. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Is that beautiful?
That's good.
Yeah.
It says, do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Think about it. Every word of God is flawless in its original manuscript, and he is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Well, you know, it's a good time now when things are shaking to their core. You know, when you're looking at Shaphan, the secretary of Josiah, showing up to clean out the temple and giving the finances to somebody else to be able to do it, that, you know, we got to check ourselves and see if we're in the faith. See if we've changed God's original intent. You know, the reason why we have the original intent of the church, we have those moments in our conversation with you and with each other, is so we can explore the idea. Have we changed God's word? Have we added to? Have we taken away? You know, have we taught our preferences versus God's realities, you know? And we need to be able to do that. And so he tells us right here that, you know, God will rebuke you and he'll prove you out to be a liar. And so we need to right now when things are quaking like this, when the whole world's looking at America, finding out what it's going to do, and then God's looking at the church in America, finding out what it was due, and then the church is looking at you right now, the believer, and what you're going to do, that it all boils down to the man. Will the man turn to God? Will he do what's right before the Lord? Well, are we willing to go look like, you know, Josiah's secretary in the Word and go, what does it say? I just want to know what it says. I'm going to read it for what it is, and all the areas that I don't line up with it, you know, I'm going to ask God to forgive me. And I'm going to say, Lord, give me the grace to walk before you. And I'm going to be broken for the fact if I realize, oh, my goodness, I thought it was left and it was right. It's not going to be, okay, I'll make an intellectual turn. Intellectual turns just take you deeper into the problem you were in.
Yeah.
Because that's a prideful turn. But a brokenness that we've done wrong before God, and a remorsefulness, understanding that God's anger would be burning against us and is burning against us, by the way, for the wrong that has been done. And that if we don't repent, the storm he's fashioning against us is going to come. And so this is a very important word, because America is being rebuked and about to be rebuked, because the church has changed, much of the church has changed the commandments of God, set them aside for the traditions and philosophies of men. And he's going to prove the church out not to be truth if that's what's going on.
Right. You know,
the ones that are doing that, not all the church, but just some of them. When I think about Revelation 22, you know, Revelation 22, verse 18 through 19, this is what he talks about when he ends the entire new covenant. He talks about adding to the word or changing the word. He says, I warn everyone. I warn everyone, which you think about it. I mean, when you think about the Book of Mormon, the Book of Mormon is the whole thing says it's another testament of Jesus Christ. It is an addition to. The whole thing is an addition to.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is an addition to. And right now, this is really just bothering me in the context of that the church doesn't seem to clarify who Jesus is in the midst of all of this. And, you know, kingdoms come and kingdoms go, but God's kingdom will stand, and we will stand if we're in God's kingdom.
That's right.
If we're seeking his kingdom and we don't compromise who he is in the midst of all the deception, because he says that you know, gross deception, massive deception will be a sign of the last days. And, of course, deception is not, you know, if you're up and somebody's going, you know, it's down. I mean, it's an obvious thing, which those things happen. But the biggest deception is that when God says it's up, then somebody says, well, it's almost up, like Satan did to Eve in the garden. You know, it's going to be almost right. You know, it's going to be as an angel of light, servants of righteousness, you know, that we talk about. And you can get that on VFN TV about angel of light. You got to be able to hear that. It's a totally free subscription. Go to VFNTV.com to get it. But right now, we got to know. I'm really concerned because the church has left God's original intent. A lot of the church has. And, you know, and sin is kind of winked at, and it's not as bad as it once was. And it's like, has it really changed? And it scares you because you're thinking, you know, what part of my life am I winking at? What part of, you know, Lord, help us. Have we gone this far? And he says in Revelations 22:18-19, he says, I warn everyone who hears the words of this prophecy. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him plagues described in this book. Mm-hmm. We're talking about storms coming. You know, when I fasten a storm against you.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, if you add to this, if anyone adds to it, I will bring the storms that you read about in this Bible. I will bring these storms. This is the New Testament, by the way.
Right.
And then he says in the next verse, in 19, he goes, if anyone takes words away from this book or prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which is described in this book. It sounds like to me that, you know, which means this. You have to first be in something or have something before it can be taken away from you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because he says, if you take away from any of these words in this prophecy, God will take away, which means you actually had to have it before he took it away. If you never had it, nobody can take it away from you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we've got to humble ourselves. We don't want to lose. We don't want the tree of life taken away from us.
That's right.
We don't want our place in the holy city taken away from us. We want to walk with God. We want to be standing in his holy city, the New Jerusalem, you know, where there's no more tears and no more sickness, where he's preparing for the bride to be able to come and have a
mansion.
No, in regards to he's preparing a place for the bride and a party for the bride. And
a great banquet.
Yeah, a great banquet he's preparing for us, and he's going to come. And we're going to be there as his bride. And he says, and they're dressed with white robes, which are the deeds or the works, you know, which means somebody told you didn't have to do nothing. Mm-hmm. You're not doing something to get saved. But the very fact that you are saved, you do something.
How are you going to be dressed?
You hear, you believe, you do. You hear, you believe, you do. Mm-hmm. And if somebody changes what you're supposed to do, you could have heard, but then you do the wrong thing because they change the word. And he's saying, listen, if that happens, he says, I'll bring these plagues against you that you're reading in the Word of God. This is the New Testament, right? Mm-hmm. The revelation of Jesus.
Right.
And he said, not only that, but if you take away my words, if you take away anything from the Word, this prophecy, I'll take away from you the tree of life in the holy city. That just should put, if anything, it should put the fear of God in us to say, you know what? God, whatever men say, I stand alone. And you stand alone. You're not going to be able to have 15 preachers or 15 evangelists that you listen to and line them up as witnesses, and you're going to be able to say, well, he told me this and she told me that and this one gave me that word. I mean, you're going to be alone there. You got to get this. The most important thing about you is what you think about God. We think about it. If you don't think the right things about God, if you don't think and know in your heart that he is the Son of God and the only way to God, Jesus Christ, that, you know, if you don't have those thoughts, if that's not your thoughts, then it's eternal separation from God forever. In eternity, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, Jesus says over and over and over again. So you can't just think anything It's important. Right. The most important thing about you is what you think about God. When you can hear what God is saying to you, but then somebody changes God's word and you start to do what God told you to do, but somebody told you this is what God's telling you to do when it's not what he's telling you to do, then you're being led astray by men and women who have changed God's word. But you are being led astray. The question is God going to hold us accountable because we didn't get in the word of God ourselves and find out what the map says, that I was off the right road?
That's right.
And sin is missing the mark. You got to know what God says.
Absolutely.
Quit depending on men to tell you how to find the God that you personally are going to pay eternal consequences for if you don't find him and stay with him. I want to encourage you this morning in the proverb, the moment of wisdom is from Proverbs 30, verse 5 through 6, is every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his word, or he will rebuke you and prove you out to be a liar.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.